You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda tells me we're having a Facebook feed problem, so maybe you can't see me live. Hopefully you're enjoying me dancing and being crazy before. I want to tell the person that called when I was reading the commercial, I'll call you back after the show. I can't really take the call right now because we got to talk to my good friend, Adam Bergman. Adam is, what are you, the president, the Esquire IRA Financial Group, the founder?
Founder, yes, sir.
The big guy, the cheese, the kahuna at IRA Financial. We've got him here on the show. Adam, you know, self-directed IRA, that doesn't exactly get me going as far as a topic. In fact, I kind of pushed back on it, but then I met you and I said, my God, this guy has to be on my show. First of all, how did you get into this, Mr. Book Writer?
Very interestingly enough, I was a tax attorney in New York and practiced tax law for almost 10 years at some of the largest law firms, and actually had a client that came to me and wanted me to research some self-directed IRA prohibited type transaction issues, and I actually never heard of a self-directed IRA. I have a master's in tax law and have some considerable tax experience and never even heard of it. So I started doing some research and found out that this whole industry exists that services over 49 million IRAs.
Whoa, how many?
It's over 49 million IRAs.
Wow.
$7 trillion in IRAs.
And people just put the money in and they can figure out what to do with it themselves?
Most people will start by making contributions. Under 50 years old is $5,500.
Okay.
Over 50 years old, $6,500 of income. Most IRAs are funded by rollovers from 401ks from employers.
Okay.
After someone leaves a job or retires, they'll roll the money into an IRA. And at that point, they have an IRA that's available for investment.
So wait a minute now. You say an IRA that's available for investment, that's kind of an abstract concept to me. What you really mean is they have dollars in their IRA that they can then invest outside in the world, and then that investment stays in the IRA?
Exactly, Jim. Most people don't realize that an IRA is not restricted to simply buying equities, mutual funds, ETFs.
Hold, say that again. Say that again.
I will repeat it because it's actually really important. Something I didn't know and something tax partners that I worked with who went to Harvard and Yale are still not aware of is that you can use your retirement money to invest in almost anything except three things.
What?
Life insurance, number one. You can't buy life insurance with an IRA.
Oh, that makes sense.
You can't buy collectibles.
That
antiques, rugs,
that
stamps, baseball cards.
That makes sense.
And the third and the broadest category is you are not allowed to enter into any transaction with your IRA that directly or indirectly personally benefits you. So let me just explain that.
Oh, I can't invest it in something for me.
Correct. You can't buy a house and live in it. You can't take your IRA and go to Disneyland. You can't take your IRA and buy yourself.
Well, you got to break it. You'd have to break it.
Exactly. The IRS is saying, listen, we are giving you the benefit of setting this IRA up, potentially getting a tax deduction up front if you did a pre-tax IRA or if you did a Roth IRA, tax-free growth. However, we expect to receive some income from you in the form of tax revenue when you hit 70 years old, and that's called a required minimum distribution. So in order to protect those distribution rules, the IRS is basically saying, listen, if you were going to use your IRA to personally benefit you or a lineal descendant, like a parent, child, spouse, daughter-in-law, son-in-law, pay up, pay the taxes. But anything else you can do, you can buy real estate, sell it to a third party. You can flip it to a third party. You can rent it to a third party. You can even rent it to a brother, sister, aunt, uncle, cousin.
So it sounds to me like as long as I do something that creates an economic development benefit, then that's what it's for. So it sounds to me like this is a way for me to put money to work and help the economy grow, help my investments grow, and have it tax deferred would be the term?
It's exactly right. A lot of people don't understand the concept of tax deferral. I would argue it's probably the last best legal tax shelter out there. Tax deferral means that your income is growing without tax. So if you take an example, if you make $100 and the tax rate is 20%, you're left with $80. But if you take that $100 and invest it and reap benefits each year and it grows without tax, you can imagine how much more you're left off with when you hit 70 years old, for example. And that's really something that a lot of people, baby boomers, millennials, Generation Xers, are not aware of, the power of tax deferral. And unfortunately, I give this example all the time. I went to college. I went to law school. I had a master's in tax law. I did not take one class about retirement saving or tax deferral. Not one class.
No, it's always about the way up. It's never about what happens after you make the peak. It never talks about what's going to happen and how do I manage the backflow after I've made my investments so that I can make it to the end. Because I got to believe that you got to have a certain kind of number to make it to the end. And we're all living longer. We had the woman from the Earth Diet last week who's helping us all live better. So it sounds to me like even as we are living through this, the actuarial chart's changing. What a fancy word, huh?
Yep.
And there's got to be ways to make sure that we can have a secure back end. We were talking to Gene just a little while ago about what's going on with him. And so there's all kinds of people that need this. Now, I have a question.
Yes.
I have read that there's a way, and I touted this, teased this when we were going, that there's a way to get big dollars into your IRA investment. There, you were telling me you were on a phone with a guy that has $50 million. How does that happen, $50 million in your IRA?
I have a client that has over $50 million in
Roth IRA. How does that happen?
Mitt Romney, everyone talks about, he has anywhere from $30 to $100 million in a pre-tax IRA, which is good, but he's going to have to pay tax at some point.
That's why he didn't win the election. He isn't smart.
Probably. So yeah, there's a lot of ways. I mean, there's real estate. There's hedge funds, private equity. There's hard money lending, gold. There is a slew of investment opportunities that you can use your IRA for. It's a great diversification play. You can team it up with your equities, your ETFs, your mutual funds, and also invest in something you know and understand and hopefully reap some rewarding benefits for your retirement account.
Now, we're getting close to the end of this segment. Is it? Can you stay for another segment? Because I know you've written a lot of books, or at least you got a lot of paper in front of you. And I want to talk a little bit about that stuff, especially the stuff you've written to the millennials, because on my show, we really don't talk a lot about the millennials, but I have a message for the millennials. Start now, dummies. Mm-hmm. How do people find you?
IRAfinancialgroup.com or IRAfinancialTrust.com.
You're going way too fast. You're from New York. I know you're a Jets fan. Please go slow for your compatriots.
I'm actually a Dolphins fan.
High five. Go slow. Now you know you got to go slow for the Jets fans.
Okay. www.IRAfinancialgroup.com. You can call us at 800-472-0646. You can email me at Adam, B-A-D-A-M, B as in boy, at IRAfinancialgroup.com. And I will be happy to answer any questions.
So really what you're trying to do is what we talk about on the show. You're helping to identify people's aspirational goals and helping them achieve them. And you're doing it every day.
Absolutely. You've given people control and the ability to unlock a world of investment opportunities.
Oh, my God. Write that down and say that at the beginning of the segment, the next segment. We're going to talk about great ideas, great strategies, great things to do for yourself to help you preserve your wealth and do great things starting today. We'll talk about things they can do today. Can we do that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we'll be back after this. I can't wait. Wanda, yours.